And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. Today in the news, gold has a millennia of history and intrinsic qualities that make it an excellent store of value in the midst of economic uncertainty and runaway spending and money printing, report seeking Alpha. The market value of gold has numerous fundamental tailwinds, including economic conditions increase a safe haven's value today. Inflation is coming. The gold to M1 ratio favors gold. The gold to S&P 500 ratio favors gold. And gold diversifies high yield very well. Madison Avenue is expected to rely more heavily on its funny bone in the upcoming Super Bowl, despite the upswing in the COVID-19 cases and other challenges that have engulfed the country this year, reports Wall Street Journal. With fewer than 7 weeks until the planned February 7th kickoff, a consensus approach has begun to emerge. Relief. Ad agency executives say the country is looking for a reprieve from its problems, including the surging virus, an uncertain economy, and political divisiveness. People want to laugh and they want to feel normal again, says Susan Credell, Global Creative Director Officer at Interpublic Group, which is crafting several big-name ads this year. Well, U.S. home prices surge to a six-year high as more people flee the cities, reports MarketWatch. A measure of home prices in 20 large cities rose 7.9% yearly pace in October, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Price Index. Prices have risen at the fastest clip since 2014, owing to a record low mortgage rates and the influx of people leaving cities to escape the coronavirus and find more space. A short supply of homes for sale has also been a contributing factor. And lastly, from time to time, dear readers write to Bill Bonner about his use of the royal we in his writings. Far from being an affectation, Bill explains that it is, in fact, the common we, used with no delusions of grandeur whatsoever, according to Rogue Economics. Here at the Diary, we do not use the royal we use the common we, the plebeian, down-market, gutter kind of we, with no pretension of true grandeur, nor even mediocrity. For here we are, writing from a house we didn't build, in a country that isn't ours, wearing clothes we didn't make, looking out at the rain we didn't cause. We have no throne, no influence, no privilege, no position, no armed guards to protect us. We speak not for the crown, but for all those common people who try to put two and two together. We speak for them all as best we can. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. You've only got a couple days to do it this year.